Story time! There once was a girl who took a summer job as an usher at a local theatre. She was showing people to their seats mostly and selling ice creams at the interval. All was well until the theatre realised her math skills were less than genius. And when she lost 160 euros worth of ice cream during a matinee, she was sent home before the evening performance even began. So is she the only person to be shown the door unceremoniously? Or is being fired a rite of passage for us all?
I've never been fired, thank God. Not yet. And I can't fire myself, so that's good. Because I work for myself at the moment.
I think I was fired once, yeah.
And do you remember what it was for?
I set my office on fire.
No, you didn't.
I did, yeah. By accident, of course. I was obviously smoking a cigarette. I left it in the ashtray. I left the door open. And, cigarette fell down, caught some combustibles. And there you go.
So was it fair that you were fired then, or do you think you should have been given another chance?
Well, if I was the boss, I'd have fired me too.
It was terrible, actually. I was working in a steak restaurant when I was a student, and the manager was really quite abusive and terrible, like verbally and very rude and really not good to the staff at all. And I had an incident with him for which I complained to the HR manager, but the HR manager was actually his wife. So when I complained to her and told her what happened, the next day I was brought into the office, handed 3 weeks' pay and told never to come back again. I was really angry. I did kind of give him a bit of an earful, told him how I felt about how bad that situation was. Yeah, I didn't really work in hospitality that much longer.
My latest one, I don't know, was it more of a firing, more of a get out? I was working in this fine Kildare factory. I was brought down to one of the £100 million machines in the place, and about six people, I was in the space shoes, they started smashing it up in front of me, and I went up to my manager. I said, what's going on, you know, because I used to be a foreman electrician. I'm going, you know, what's happening? He says, get out, and he paid me some money, and he said, get out of here. It was a joke.
You said that was your latest firing. Have you been in that position before?
Yeah, well, I was younger then. I gave an apprentice a little clatter in the head. But he was fighting and being very aggressive and going for me. So this fellow who hit me, I hit back, and I got sacked. And in fact, the day I was walking down that day, I was walking past Sydney Praying, I met Dermot Morgan. And he said to me, don't be worrying about it, because I was like a dog, so angry after. Annoyed that I did, you know what I mean? And I remember Dermot Morgan saying to me, things will only get better, don't be worrying. And it cheered me up, you know. But poor old Dermot died 2 days later. He got with a heart attack. Honest to God. And it just goes to show, doesn't it?
Have you ever done anything that you should have been fired for?
So, worryingly, I'm a doctor, so I worry I shouldn't answer this question.
I probably have, but I've got so old now I can't remember.
You can imagine in the civil service, there would be people that should have been fired. Never. It was impossible. Like at the time, there could have been even bullying, and it was never addressed as well, you know. Mm.
So how many people would you have gotten rid of if it had been you that was doing the firing?
Oh, down the years, I suppose, maybe 10 to 15. Look, in every walk of life, there are people, I think, that do pull their weight, and management, they pretend it's not happening. You know, and they just close a blind eye to it.
So do you think it should be easier to show people the door?
Of course it should. Of course it should. It should be within 2 days or 3 days. Give them a chance. And then show away, bye-bye, out you go.
I've had to fire someone.
Really? What was it like?
Quite gratifying, actually. Tools kept going missing in the workshop. We set up cameras and we caught him stealing, so it was very gratifying getting rid of him.
And did you ever hear from him again?
No, no idea where he went.
Good riddance.
Yes, very good riddance indeed.
I think if it's somebody that's dismissed for wrongdoing, hopefully, again, that's the drawing the line in the sand, and they realise, look, the error of their ways.
Caroline Reedy is managing director of the HR suite.
For some people, it's a blessing in disguise because they know they're in the wrong job, and they'll say, look, that was the wake-up call I needed to help me reassess what actually my strengths are, what I'm good at, and actually give them, you know, the opportunity to refocus their career and their path, especially if they're in the wrong job fit. To me, they're the opportunities to see the light at the end of the tunnel. However, for some people, if it's not handled correctly and they feel that they've been you know, unfairly dismissed, etc., that can be very upsetting and traumatic. And oftentimes it's trying to remove the emotion to see, look, was it fair? Was it reasonable? Was it a business decision, rather than it being something that's personal? Because ultimately, I suppose, it needs to be a business decision that's objectively justified and not something outside of that. There's a lot of stories of successful entrepreneurs and successful people who have gone on to say, well, look, a teacher or a business felt I wasn't the right fit for the subject, for the type of learning, for the company. And they went on to pave their own way. So I definitely think that it's what you do with the learnings from the experience. Like most things, it's not the challenge, it's how you react it that defines most people. And I think this is the same here.
While it may sometimes be for the best, being fired is hardly a nice experience. And though for some it may come as a shock, others will have a gnawing feeling that something's brewing in management upstairs.
I had that feeling for maybe a couple of weeks, Sarah, and then I got that, I suppose, dreaded email from the chairman's executive assistant saying, boardroom meeting, 8 a.m. tomorrow.
Connor Heaney is now the managing director of CXC EMEA, but it's his former job in a major HR company that we're talking about today.
I was 33 then. I was in the prime of my career, in my mind. I thought I was unstoppable and unconquerable. But as it turns out, I certainly wasn't ready for that level of role. I'd been a really good sales guy, but I wasn't a really good general manager, and I certainly wasn't a really good CEO designate. And I think at the time, I was blinded probably a bit by, I think it's fair to say, ego, ambition, the art of the possible. And I think I very quickly realized that level of role, I wasn't ready for it. I don't think I was able to admit that to myself until I'd actually been fired.
Connor now says that being fired was the best thing that ever happened to him career-wise. But he didn't always feel that way.
Certainly, Sarah, I don't think that feeling of inadequacy or being not good enough fully goes away. I certainly felt, when I joined CXC 9 years ago, actually, it's my 9-year anniversary today, Sarah, which is great. And we've built a phenomenal business during that time. But that never really goes away. But it also gave me a lot of fire in my belly, a lot of determination, a lot of passion to really prove, I suppose, myself wrong, and maybe the people that fired me wrong, that I actually could do this sort of job. I wasn't ready then, but I'm ready now. And I've certainly showed that